You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm. On today's Best Deal Ever episode, I've got RJ Pepino. RJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
Doing very good. Thanks for being on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm excited to be here. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, so RJ, yet again, is another guy that's in the collective genius. And he's another guy that's just crushing it out of the Columbus, Ohio market. And he's actually, I think you're going to be my first guest who's a turnkey provider, which is something I obviously know a lot about because that's the business I've been in Atlanta. So I'm looking forward to this interview. He's actually the co-founder of Columbus Turnkey Houses. And you guys spit out, how many houses a year are you guys doing right now?
Hey, we're on pace to do right about 80 houses.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we're kind of grateful to be a part of Collective Genius. And, you know, it's a great group. We actually sell to a lot of the guys in that group. So, yeah, it's allowing us to do a lot of business.
And there's no doubt. I mean, part of being in a mastermind, you're learning, you're educating yourself, you're learning from the other guys, but also you end up just doing a lot of business with other guys. I mean, it's more than just networking. I feel like you get the fee to be involved in the Collective Genius back like tenfold just by doing business with other folks in the group.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. And, you know, the last meeting that we had, it was, you know, it's kind of eye-opening to kind of see other people's businesses. And when we go back and, you know, look at our notes, it's just, you get recharged. So not only do we get to meet great people, but you come back and you're just, you know, super focused into implementing new systems and strategies.
Absolutely. So before you were flipping 80 deals a year, you somehow found your way into real estate. Maybe take us back. What did that look like for you? When did you eventually get started in real estate?
So I had had the opportunity to sit in a seminar and see this guy on stage, you know, explain how he was generating all this income and building wealth. But let me back up before that. I was working at a corporate job. I'd worked for a telecommunications company. I'm sure your listeners know AT&T.
I think we've heard of them before.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And, you know, I was trying to climb that ladder, and, you know, I was an ambitious guy. Before AT&T, I played sports, and my sports career kind of ended. I played tennis, and, you know, I was looking for something else. I found a sales job. I got comfortable doing that. I was very successful in it, and I was trying to climb the ladder and get into the corporate world. And I just got frustrated, and, you know, I was looking for something. I was driving around. At the time, I was living in Youngstown. I get a phone call from my brother, and my brother and I had always kind of had ideas of starting our own business. We just didn't know where it would be. And he had told me about this book, and it was the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, mm-hmm. By Kiyosaki. And he told me, you know, I definitely have to read this book. So I read the book. And I talked to him again, and I'm like, man, this book is awesome. You know, like I'm ready to do this, you know, whatever it's going to be. And, you know, the beginning stages of our ideas came about with, you know, maybe doing something in the restaurant business, and then also real estate. But he had invited me to go down and check out this seminar, that they were having. And so, you know, obviously I wanted to kind of dig deeper and see what it was all about. So I went down and got to the seminar, and I'm seeing this guy who's, you know, I was just like, man, if this guy can be doing exactly what I want to be doing eventually, there's just, I mean, and also I was just motivated. And he, at the end of the seminar, he was selling this like $25,000 coaching program. And at the time I had some savings, but I didn't definitely have, you know, $25,000 in the bank to just go all in. So that seminar kind of led me into doing a lot of research online. Mm. And what I found online was some guy who was making all kinds of money just flipping contracts, or wholesaling. So I was super intrigued about that. I ended up doing his coaching program. Okay. And he was actually down in the Tampa market. So I get involved in this coaching program. I'm still working my full-time job. You know, I was managing a retail store, and you know, I was just doing this kind of before work, during lunch, after work. So I was just super busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I was working with, he had really good strategies. You know, I was putting up the bandit signs. I was going on the free, like Craigslist and Backpage, putting up my services of, you know, I can buy your house cash, this and that, the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple deals in contract. I'm like, all right, I'm on my way. I can make this, you know, I can do these deals. But it turns out that I had these couple deals that are in contract. They were just priced too high. And so I reached out to some local guys here in this market in Columbus. I found somebody that that was doing wholesaling locally, and I stumbled upon another webinar. Another, you know, it was kind of like a seminar online, basically. Mm-hmm. And this guy locally was doing deals, and he was just in my backyard. So I actually reached out to him and, you know, said, hey, you know, I'm kind of doing this coaching thing right now. Is there any way we can do deals? And he's, you know, he's basically said that, yeah, you know, I've got this like mentoring thing, that is here in Columbus, and I can show you kind of where to, you know, find better deals than you have right now. So I ended up going to this guy locally. So I found a local mentor, and it just, you know, from there, signing up with him in about a month and a half, we do our first deal. Okay. And it basically paid for the past guy's coaching program, because I was on a payment plan, and this new coaching program. So I did my first deal within a month and a half into this whole new thing, which was wholesaling. And I didn't look back. I did that first deal, and in about 3 months, I, you know, left that company that I was with and started out in just strictly wholesaling. I did that for about a couple years. Okay.
Interesting.
And in that 2 years of wholesaling deals, I found that I was giving away my best deals, basically.
Yep.
And it was back in 2010 that I kind of decided, all right, I got to change my strategy here. I got to kind of keep, because with wholesaling, you know, the money comes in spurts, and I wanted something a little bit more consistent. So I was kind of looking within my network to raise capital and, you know, acquire these properties so that I could have a rental portfolio, because that was the thing. And, you know, when you want consistent cash flow, that's going to come from rentals, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So within that time frame of transitioning from wholesaling into buy and hold, I met Dave. And Dave and I met through, there was a piece of software, or CRM, that I purchased. And they invited me to an event out in San Diego. And I was actually called on stage to speak about how I was successful using their, you know, software, and Dave kind of recognized me. I was on stage, and we got to talking after that event, and he was interested in also doing, you know, buying basically rental properties in Columbus, and he had networks that I didn't have, and so he kind of brought the funding to the table, and you know, that's kind of how we created the partnership. So we started acquiring properties here in Columbus, and majority of the investors that I had been kind of wholesaling to were inquiring, you know, what was I up to? And, you know, I haven't heard from you in a little while. I haven't seen any deals. I basically told them, like, hey, you know, some of the deals that we were giving away, we should have been keeping.
Sorry, dried up. I'm keeping them.
So they were like, well, okay, well, what are you doing? You know, and I was like, well, I'm getting these deals, I'm getting them fixed up, I'm getting this amount of return. And some of them were like, okay, well, so if we brought some capital to the table, would you guys be able to kind of provide those type of deals to us? So the whole turnkey aspect of this business came about kind of from from us acquiring these properties and then holding them in our own portfolio, and then just kind of talking to some of our current investors who were kind of wondering what we were up to. So we started acquiring houses, getting them rented, and providing property management to these investors. And it just all kind of evolved. We were looking at the profit and the demand, and it made sense to do this. So that's how it all kind of came about. That kind of was the birth of Columbus Turnkey Houses.
What year was that? I'm curious.
This was back, and we started going at it, full time together as a partnership. The later stages of 2011, early
Okay.
stages of 2012.
Okay.
So that
Interesting. So you
kind
guys have been doing the turnkey then sort of full time for about 4 years now.
of correct, correct, yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious. So what software was it that you guys were at the event and
Yeah,
Dave
so
saw
the
you?
software, I don't know if you heard of this, but it's FreedomSoft.
Oh yeah.
And it's really cool, and it's kind of designed for somebody that wants to do wholesaling, and has a lot of cool applications that can really make somebody's life that's kind of in this with so many hats a lot easier, because there's a lot of applications that you can kind of do mobile based. You can allow you to put a lot of systems in place, and just makes somebody that's doing this, maybe if it's just one person alone, a lot easier.
Yeah, it's sort of CRM. So if you're sending out postcards or whatever, you're generating leads. As those leads come in, you're entering those leads into that software and that sort of managing that process for you, right?
Right, and it kind of keeps everything right there. So once you get a contract on a property, you can just match that property to a buyer. You can send an email out to your list. And it keeps everything organized.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's good. I've never used it before, but I've heard great things about it. Sort of similar to, like, I guess, RealFlow, same sort of genre. Very cool. Okay, so you guys start turnkeying sort of by accident. It's funny, a lot of the folks that are in turnkey, even including myself, you sort of stumble into turnkey. It's not like you necessarily set out to be a turnkey provider. It just sort of happens as a result of being in the business, which sort of sounds happened to you guys. Your investors start saying, "Hey, well, we still want this inventory, and you guys go ahead and fix it up and stabilize it and put property management in place, and we'll still buy it." Were those local investors or were those out-of-state investors?
So some of them were out of state, okay, and then the majority of them were local, which is funny because now that those investors that were local that we're providing properties to, they kind of started doing it on their own. So we kind of set them up, say, hey, here's some properties that would be a good fit for your returns. But since they're local, they transitioned into kind of doing it on their own. And then the majority of our business now is out-of-state investors,
Yeah.
and which is good, because I think we helped them to get to the point to where they could do it themselves, and they at the time they had jobs that they were kind of managing both, and then they were able to quit their daytime jobs to kind of do this full time. So
Interesting.
it's good to see that transition with some of our local guys. So.
Well, we find the same thing in Atlanta too. I mean, we've sold hundreds of turnkey houses in Atlanta, and probably I can count on one hand how many people have been local that bought our turnkey houses because they're local. They feel like they know the markets. They could manage the rehab and maybe even manage the property management themselves, which is understandable. I mean, if it's me and I'm buying local, I'd probably want to do it myself too. We end up wholesaling to local guys who then end up, stabilizing the house themselves. But the vast majority of our buyers for turnkey properties are out of state because they don't know your local market. They don't know where the good houses are. They don't have relationships with property managers or lenders or rehab crews. So it just makes sense. It sort of lends itself to the out-of-state investor. Well, and you guys too in Columbus, what's like the average price point of a house that you guys sell in Columbus?
What we're seeing is that, and you'll see this on our website, and I'll get to that a little later, but it's right around 50,000 to 130, and that's going to be a property in the A and B areas.
Yeah. So these are decent areas. I mean, that's the thing. Like, so let's say somebody's buying a house for 75,000. That's what, maybe getting 850 in rent, 900 in rent, something like that. Is that
Yeah.
typical?
That's typical. Those are the exact numbers. In fact, we have a house right now that's available for that price, about 75,000, and it's rented for 950.
Yeah, see, that's unbelievable. Where, like, some, so it's an investor that lives in Southern California or Northern California, wherever. They can't touch that. I mean, the thought of even buying a property, a house with four walls and bedrooms inside for $75,000 that's been rehabbed and stabilized with a tenant, it's just, you can't find it on the West Coast. So it makes sense for that type of investor to come to you or come to Atlanta or come to whatever other market and buy these types of investments. And that's why it lends itself to out-of-state investors.
Yeah, we talked to a lot of the California investors out there and out west, and you know, they're just so surprised that $75,000 gets them a house, and you can't get a garage out there that cheap. So it's, you know, it's kind of cool to see that perspective.
So just out of curiosity, because I'm sure you get this question a lot, and you know, in selling your property, what's the draw to Columbus? Because most, the average buyer out there probably doesn't know a whole lot about Columbus. What makes that market a good market to buy in?
You know, I guess Columbus, with it being the capital city, and also, you know, there's obviously the university that, you know, attracts a lot of young professionals here in town. You know, when they graduate from Columbus or from Ohio State University, they stay here. Hmm. You know, they don't go off somewhere and find other jobs. The economy is really strong compared to some of the other markets in Ohio. There's a big economic force, which is the healthcare industry. Hmm. And it's also a tech, up and coming tech city. So you're going to see a lot of tech jobs here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of growth in the downtown area, and there's a little hip area called the Short North, Victorian Village and German Village area. So what happens, what we've seen, is that when they graduate from the university, a lot of the young professionals stay around these hip areas. Okay. And so they just stay there, and you know, there's a lot of jobs available, and that's why there's so much growth going on in Columbus because of that. You know, we have the Fortune 500 companies that are here, like, you know, AEP and Chase, a Nationwide Insurance, Limited Brands is here. Hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of that going on. And plus the city's also been, you know, there's a lot of redevelopment going on. So if you ever come to Columbus, you'll see a lot of builders building, in Columbus, the like apartments and condos around the surrounding downtown area. It's very cool to see that.
Yeah, that's always a good sign. You're driving through a downtown district and you see a bunch of cranes in the air. I mean, that's new construction. There's some sort of growth taking place. And even like you're saying, the young professionals, we see that in Atlanta too. You'll see neighborhoods just completely turning and gentrifying because people want to be in town. And so neighborhoods that were maybe blighted now are becoming trendy, and you see values increasing. It sounds like you're seeing a lot of the same thing up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's since we started doing this, you know, areas that have been kind of considered C areas,
yep,
are now slowly getting redeveloped, and they're going from C now to more of a B type investment area, which is cool to see it. You know, when you're out there driving these neighborhoods, which we still kind of do, and see the changes that's happening. It's just a good feeling that you know that your city is making changes for the positive.
Well, and as an investor, I mean, you're seeing all this opportunity probably too, as you have insider knowledge because you're in that market. You kind of know the streets and the neighborhoods to concentrate on, and you can capitalize on that. That's very cool.
Right.
So let's talk about, you know, after having done so many deals, you're doing about 80 a year right now. Surely there's one deal that sticks out to you maybe as like your best deal ever that we could delve into.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a kind of a recent deal that we did the tail end of last year. And it always kind of, when I've talked to people that are in the business, I always, this deal kind of always kind of is on the top of my mind because it's just fairly new, and the steps that we did to take to get it in contract and to sell it. But basically how it came about was it was late fall last year, and I was actually running to the gym. My gym, where I live in a in a historic district in Columbus. It's called Victorian Village. And in this little area or little zone, there's not a lot of vacant properties in this area because it's a hot area. The average value is around 300 to, you know, 500,000. Properties don't sit on the market for very long. And I live right off of it's right there in Victorian Village. So the gym that I go to, I can just run to. And one afternoon I was running and there was a property that had an orange vacant sticker on it, you know, and I'm like, okay, so I run towards the property and I'm like, wow, this thing's vacant and it's been vacant for about 2 weeks. And so that, you know, when we see that, that's opportunity. I actually sent a photo of that property. I sent it to Dave and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go after this guy. So I went home after the gym, went home and, I was looking up, you know, I have these templates of letters to send and I decided to send a couple letters. One was a yellow letter and one was a white letter to the owner. And, I put it in the mail and I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I hope it gets to this guy and I hope he calls back. So this was on a Friday that I did this. And then Saturday and Sunday came along, didn't hear back, didn't get a phone call because, you know, my letter directs them to our live answering service. And then, we get an email. And then Monday comes around and we still haven't heard from him. And I'm doing some more research on this deal. And it looked like the owner actually lived on the southern part of Columbus. So I told Dave and I'm like, hey, man, if we don't hear from this guy, we should just, you know, drive up to this guy's house. He lives right, you know, maybe 10 minutes away from downtown. And you know, we should just knock on the door and see if we can get in and get a deal from this. So I was all pumped up and Dave was like, yeah, man, if we can get this, it's going to be, you know, a great deal. So we drove down, we had our business cards and we're driving through this part of town. And as we go through this street, it was kind of like a dilapidated street, you know, it was definitely a rough part of town. And so we roll up to this house and we get out of the car and we're like, all right, so the deal is, you know, we'll just say that we're his neighbor and we're interested in buying the house. And so we had all this kind of planned out. We walk up to the door and we knock, you know, a couple times and no one came. And then we knock third time. And this lady comes and answers the door and we're like, you know, is so-and-so owner here? We've been trying to get a hold of him. We kind of introduce ourselves as we're his neighbor and we're interested in his house on, the house is on First Avenue. And she was like, well, the owner isn't here. He just left to go somewhere and run an errand. So on our business cards, it says, if you refer somebody, you get a $500 referral. Right.
So her eyes opened up, right?
Oh, yeah. She was like, oh, wow. Okay. So she gave her a business card and said, make sure you give this to, the owner. So she got our business cards. We left and we're like, hopefully, you know, he calls us. Later on that night, he did call us. And I'm seeing this because I get the update right on my phone. I'm like, oh, man. We were like, yes, you know. So he called us. I went to our answering service and the answering service has a script. So they went through the script and, they're instructed to kind of give an offer, which is, you know, what's the lease you will take, for your house if we pay cash and close quick. And, the owner put 80,000. Okay. Oh, and this is an area again, 300 to 500,000.
Wow. Let's
see. Okay. And this is a brick old Victorian home. You know, so I see this and I'm driving the next day. I see this and I'm driving to the office and I call Dave. I'm like, did you just see what lead came in and what price they want? He's like, no, it's like 80,000. This is a steal, right? Nothing is priced in this area for 80,000. So I call the guy and his name is Don. I called Don up and he was like, yeah, I guess I got your letters. I didn't call you, but then niece gave me your business card and she was all excited. And, we've had this house for a while. It was actually my mother's and, we just want to get rid of it. And, we'll take 80,000. He even told me, like, I know houses are selling for 300 and 400,000 over there. And we were just like, all right, we can meet today.
Yeah, I'll hunt you down with a contract.
So we met him at this, deli right down where we live, kind of in that Victorian Village area. And we get in contract. We didn't even fight
Wow.
him. We were just like, look, we can take it. When we can close with cash and so we that day we get it in contract and we were just like we were when we were meeting with them, we were just trying to be as not as excited as we really were.
Play it cool, Dave. Play cool.
Yeah. So we get it in contract for 80 grand. And so our goal, since it was such a good deal, was we were just gonna and this is the type of deal it was. We closed on it and we put it right back on the market on the MLS. Okay, because we know, and we also sent this
Smart.
out to our buyers list.
Yep.
But I mean, there was such a demand for this property. It was
Yep.
crazy. We ended up selling to a cash buyer for 125.
Nice. Was that through MLS or through your list?
Oh, it was through the MLS,
Yeah.
which was surprising because everybody else was, I guess just took forever to kind of make a decision because it was a big rehab. It wasn't,
Sure.
carpet and paint. This is thing you needed restoration. It had been vacant for over a year, had some foundation issues. It was actually, infested with rats. Dave actually has a video somewhere of the rats. They were size of like little puppies.
Oh my gosh.
Same as the rat house.
Rats spell money though in a lot of cases. That's funny. So
So
you bought it for 80, and you know what? I don't blame you for closing on it. If you know it's a good deal and even one that you would potentially rehab yourself, sometimes rather than accidentally muck it up trying to wholesale it, you just buy it and just lock it down,
oh yeah,
knowing you could sell it.
we knew that there's a lot of, people looking at that house, and you see something vacant in that area, you got to make a move.
Yeah. And yeah, you don't want to risk maybe somebody going around. You just, the things that can go wrong wholesaling. You just want to lock the thing down. Just buy it and have it.
Right. Yep. So that's what we did. We put it back right on the MLS. All we did was just clean it. We took out, there was a handicap ramp in the back. Took that out. Took care of the rats and, less than, it was kind of on the market for less than 30 days.
Nice. Was there any party that wanted to rehab it? Did you consider rehabbing
Yeah, we considered rehabbing it. But there was an issue in the back, where basically the alleyway belonged to somebody else. And for us to really do something that big, it would have just taken, too much of our time. And our main focus is turnkey
Yeah.
selling rental properties.
Right.
So we made that decision that, it's not in our wheelhouse. It's something that would take probably 6 months or 8 months more to really see that profit, and we just decided to wholesale it. So,
No doubt. Take the 40 grand now and stick to what you know. That makes a ton of sense. That's a killer. That's a killer best deal ever. So RJ, talk to us about how folks can find you. I mean, we've talked a little bit about turnkey. I think for the most part, people understand what that is. Maybe give us just a quick recap on the service you provide and how folks can find you.
gotcha. So in a nutshell, what we do is we help investors who are looking for passive income through real estate here in Columbus, Ohio. We sell them properties in the A and B class areas. Our website is columbusturnkeyhouses.com. And on our website, you can schedule a consultation call with me. And we'll go over your goals. We'll give you a brief snapshot of the market and what's going on. And also talk about property management. Now, we do offer in-house property management, but we also have sister companies that we've worked with in the past. So, we can take care of you whichever way you want to go with property management.
And I can attest to that because when I called in, Dave was actually signing a lease in the office right now, right?
Yeah, Dave has a really awesome way to find good qualified tenants through his cell phone.
It's pretty, he showed it to me actually at CG. It's pretty awesome. He actually, it's completely automated on his cell phone, and he takes the potential tenants kind of through a series of emails and questions. And then at the end, sort of whoever's qualified is, you know, the person that you reach out to and you get an application on. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. He's signing one right now, smiling at me.
That's great. All right. So folks, again, that's columbusturnkeyhouses.com. We'll put it in the show notes as well. RJ, always a pleasure, man. I look forward to seeing you at the next CG.
Thanks, Ken. It's been an honor to be on here, and yeah, I'm glad to know you.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini reminding you to check us out online at dealfarm.net. Feel free to download our free ebook, How to Invest in Real Estate. And do not forget, we still have our free t-shirt offer going. All you have to do to get a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt is go into iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. Once you've done that, go to our website, email us and let us know that you've done it. Give us your address and t-shirt size, and the t-shirt will be in the mail immediately. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Deal Farm. Take care.